listening to an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from 5 Under Golf Center in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Miller Lite and Coors Light. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Boy, good thing we opened up that can of worms and tried to help Shane figure out why the table left him, and then it all hell broke loose because Barry was getting into Twitter battle or text battles yesterday that rolled over to today, and it's now front and center in front of us, and it's LeBron and his socks and who on the court, and
Good Lord, who cares
because we don't
I'll be honest
really.
With you. So Shane was the one yesterday when we were talking about this. I kept getting – I was arguing with somebody on Twitter, and I didn't know who it was because they were like, he's on the court. And I was like, who is this old-ass man that is so upset that a basketball player is on a basketball court while everyone else is at the other end? And then he goes, that was me. I said, how old are you? He said, 41. I'm like, you're the oldest 41-year-old I've ever met in my entire life. If that is why you were so upset yesterday – he was livid. I'll show you the tweets.
Well, there's
he
so many. Lit.
Was it Twitter or was it text message?
He was like, Andy's in his socks. I'm like, because he just. Oh, my God. Shane, I'm blocking
you. I do remember
you.
That segment.
I'm going to block you right now, Shane. That was crazy.
That was wild.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we were talking earlier when we got back to football about the fact that Jerry Jones has a little bit more of the red ass each and every day after the Cowboys continue to crap the bed. So he took the red eye home last night after the game. And he has a standing radio appearance that he has to make on their flagship. And let's just say that as he waited on hold, the guys were trying to be somewhat honest about where the Cowboys stand and how bad they've played. And when Jerry got on with them, he wasn't having it. Sounded a little something like this.
Jerry, how you doing this morning?
Hey, guys. Morning.
Morning to you. All right, Jerry, you come on every week. Win or lose, you answer questions. You know the Tolos and the Cowboys fans want answers today. What answer do you have for how this team is playing right now?
We're not playing very well.
Are you embarrassed? Are you embarrassed as an organization about how the team is playing?
Get your damn act together yourself. Okay? Now, we're going to have a good visit this morning, but settle down just a little bit.
I mean, as a Cowboys fan,
we've
Jerry.
Got a lot to go over, and I'll go on with your question, but I'm going to give you the answers I want to give you this morning, and I don't like your attitude to come in. I've been traveling all night, and I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
I understand that, Jerry. I'm just saying, like, emotionally.
Let's get with it, and let's ask some questions.
All right.
Right kind of questions.
Is there any part of you that gets tired of hearing the questions about Garrett's job security, and do you understand why those questions keep coming up?
Of course I understand why they come up. Our fans are interested in they're frustrated that we're not playing better, and I understand that, and I know that goes with the territory. So, you know, we won't
understand that because of some of the answers you just can't give.
Do you understand, Bush?
Yeah. we just had to drop that twice, so
KRLD in Dallas with the Jerry man. They had to drop him twice because he dropped S-bombs after he already came in with a little vim, vigor, and saltiness.
What'd you say, Aaron?
I said they couldn't drop him the third time because they ran out of dumps, so that last BS aired.
Wow. Oh, did it really?
Yeah, that's why before. I had to bleep it, because it went out over the air, and that's what people recorded.
Wow. Wow. You know, you can tell that Jerry is old and rich by the way he talks to people. Hey, you get your act together, and then you ask questions, and I'm going to answer them, but y'all get it in line. Now straighten up.
Or I ain't like, having it. I ain't having it.
Now, part of me would be like, I'm a grown-ass man, and this is my radio show. You're not going to call and tell me how to correct. But then the other half of me realizes that that's a deal, and they have to suck it up.
Oh, yeah,
and they have
do.
To swallow their pride. But I'll tell you what, as soon as we hung up, I would talk a gang of crap about Jerry.
I've told you. But they're still next week. They're still next week, though.
And that's okay, but you're not going to disrespect me on my radio show.
He may even own the radio station.
Question.
That's we don't
true.
Know. He may that's even own it because that's why the Cowboys are on the FM there in Dallas.
But did you see the way he tried to soften the blow? He was like, look, you always come up here, you answer the questions, no matter what, are you embarrassed? Most owners would not take that as a question on any radio show, especially if they're paying for time and it's like a flagship station.
But he's not paying for that time.
I mean, but there's some sort of money being exchanged, believe me, between the Cowboys and that station.
Yes, there is.
100%.
Right. They're the flagship, I'm guessing.
Yes.
But that's a side deal.
Right.
But there's
money being exchanged because he's on that show, 100%. That's not even debatable.
But he's not paying for that spot. Like that's probably part of the agreement, but I get what you're saying.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's very heavily money motivated, and that's the reason why those type of radio stations have softer questions. It's all over, so... I mean, he's trying to soften the question. My question would be, what is the relationship normally? Like, do they normally talk like that? Does he throw those tough questions out? And did he happen to catch him at a wrong time?
And you would know this as a producer, Nick. You had that conversation before he comes on the air that day.
Sure.
You say, hey, I want to ask you about Jason Garrett or whatever. Barry, you
Greg
have
does
to.
That. It's, Channel 13 does that. A lot of people do that.
We don't do that. If we have guests on the show, we don't run our questions.
There's no relationship there.
Boom. Exactly right.
Oh, you're talking about like on the flagship for the Texans.
Right. We're not a Texan station. We're not a Rocket station.
If I put Daryl Morey on the Daryl Morey show when we had him on 790, if we didn't tell him and he didn't know what was coming, and he didn't say, and I only want to talk about this and this and this. Not only would he be upset, but after the show, it was going to levels higher than I was at.
Yeah.
That's just the way they do it.
But that's the reason why my question is, does Jerry Jones a lot of times welcome those type of questions, and did he happen to catch Jerry Jones at a bad time? Or was that host trying to be a little extra and say, hey, are you embarrassed? Because I'm telling you, when you state the question, are you embarrassed? Most owners will not accept that as a question.
Nope.
I'm telling you, unless you've warned them about it.
It's a legitimate question, though.
It is, 100%. No,
it is if you're not the flagship. Because legitimate questions are illegitimate questions when you're the flagship station. It's just the way it is.
No, I get that. I mean, all you need to do is tune into one of our competitors and hear how they just...
Yeah, exactly.
On the Texans when they're awful.
It's a complete fluff.
Bill O'Brien is not going to be blindsided by one of those questions. If one of those reporters asked Bill O'Brien, hey, are you embarrassed? Believe me, there was someone that told him that he was going to be asked that question.
Let me tell you exactly what would happen if that happened, too. You would no longer be doing the Bill O'Brien show, the Jerry Jones show, or whatever, because it's happened in this market. Josh Innes was taken off all programming for the Texans because of the fact that he wanted to do that, as you could tell. He was going to keep the questions to what he wanted to ask, regardless of what the team wanted him to ask. And they said, we don't want him on anything to do with the broadcast anymore, anything to do with the Texans stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that.
So, look, I know how petty organizations can be because I was knee-deep in it, and I had to be the bouncer that had to go execute those kind of things when they said, you go tell that station that so-and-so better not ever say a thing about our team this way or that again, or they're not going to be doing anything with us, or we're going to threaten to take our broadcast somewhere else.
Not that I want to, like, steer up this conversation for the rest of the show, but 713-780-3776, if you want to text, not call.
Yeah.
And because there's a lot of Cowboys fans that listen to the show. They probably listen to that program. How is that dynamic? Like, what is their relationship like? Are they normally cool? Does he throw those type of tough questions all the time? 713-780-3776. Because I would bet that, like, Jerry might have really caught the red eye and he was just tired or mad or whatever the case may be.
Red eye, red ass, because of the fact that that wasn't supposed to happen last night. And he hadn't seen this whole season go the way it's been going. And it's just like Chris Paul's hamstring or other sports questions. They do get tired of having the same topic, but until it's addressed and until you know and he keeps leading you on, it's just like we had the comment the other day when he said, Jason Garrett's going to be coaching in the NFL next year. He didn't say it was going to be with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
There's still more questions.
Chris Davis tweeted and said, this station is brutally honest when it comes to the Cowboys. The only difference is Jerry Jones normally can BS his way out of it. This time he couldn't.
Okay. I mean, I would trust Chris Davis because I know he's a Cowboys fan.
Oh, is he?
I think he is. Yeah. I think he is a Cowboys
fan.
That
I don't know.
So, I mean, look, there's a lot of people that tune into Jerry Jones just to hear Jerry Jones, even if he is going to give you a fluff answer. So.
Jerry Jones tunes in to hear Jerry Jones. He loves to hear his own voice.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no question about it. But, again, that's what you ask for when you're the owner and the general manager. Tell me what other owner in sports does a press conference after every game. Because after every game, he goes down outside the Cowboy locker room, and he holds a 15-minute press conference with all the media.
McNair did it.
Not every game.
Yeah, he did.
No way.
Well, he did it every home game. I will say that.
Okay. Not the way Jerry does it.
McNair always, he would come out of the locker room, and he would meet with the media after every home game, regardless, win, lose, or draw. Now, visiting road games, I can't speak for that. But he would always, always meet with the media.
Jerry does
every game.
And I
can say, I mean, you understand a little bit, too, because Jerry's also the GM.
Sure.
So it's not necessarily that he's meeting with them as the owner. He's meeting with
the general manager. Oh, you know what? McNair might have been pregame, though. You know what? I think McNair only met before the game, but they would ask him questions about losses that happened before.
But it's,
it wasn't like an easy.
Down.
It's not an easy press conference.
When you ask him before a game about the last game, then he's a little bit more cooled down and level-headed. Jerry goes down during the final couple minutes of the game, and then he's the first guy that they talk to. And like last night, he gets fired up. He gets heated. General managers don't talk to the media after games. So even though he's the general manager and the owner, and he loves it. He loves the attention, but it's great when the team's playing well and everything's going great.
Yeah.
It's hard when you got to go through this stuff and then you remember, oh, I've got to do that radio show the next day. Because I know that the station used to get mad. The day that Daryl Morey fired Kevin McHale, the station was adamant that they wanted Daryl Morey on the air. Best thing we could do is keep Daryl Morey off the air that day.
What I will say, though, Barry, if it really is a situation where he couldn't BS his way out of it, well, look, I mean, I'm afraid the decision like Jerry Jones' decision as to whether or not he's going to keep Garrett as a head coach, I think that's already been made. And if he's already been made the decision to keep him for the remainder of the season, guess what? Those questions are not going away for the whole season. And if it continues through the playoffs, that might be a part of the narrative in the playoffs too, in the postseason, if in the rare event, like the rare chance that they make it to the playoffs. But
you think the decision's already been made?
Oh, yeah.
I think he's going to have to deal with these questions.
The reports have come out already that if they don't win the Super Bowl,
but that's what I was going to say.
He's gone. That's a decision that's been made.
I don't think it's been made yet because he could save his ass by making a long playoff run that we all don't think is going to happen.
Sure.
But that's why I don't think it's been made yet. Although, if they keep stink bombing, and then he said, because he also said, I'm not going to change a coach midseason because then I've got no chance of making a playoff
run. They're
still
in it. They're lucky, like we said earlier, they're lucky that the Eagles are bad.
And sure. That's why.
Otherwise,
I was going,
Jason Garrett is lucky the Eagles are bad.
If last night was the game that eliminated them from the playoffs, then I could see him being fired today.
Show, Nick said, one said yes, they ask the tough questions constantly. Jerry was having a bad morning. And then Jerry will usually cut up to, even after losses, he was dropping jokes.
I've seen him finesse his way out of it. Like I remember when they asked him about the Tony Romo situation, and they were like, I hear the music. It's the music.
Okay.
He asked about the Tony Romo situation, and he was like, how much longer do you think Tony Romo could play? And he was like, 4 to 5 years. And the guy started challenging him on it. He was like, really? You really think Tony Romo can play 4 or 5 more years? He's like, look, this isn't a debate. You asked me a question. This is my opinion. I'm not going to sit here and go back and forth with you. So he's pretty good about finding a way to get out of it. He just didn't do it in this
Look,
in
and
this
let's be
interview.
Real. He's getting older. And his temper is
he's
getting
senile.
Worse.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, his temper is getting worse. You saw like some of the stuff that they've been through. Who did he get sideways with not too long ago? It was this season, but he got the red ass with somebody earlier this year.
Plus, he came in after the game. So, they took the red eye. He's doing this show early in the morning. He didn't sleep a whole lot. You know that he's and like you said, he's ticked off.
He's traveling first class. I ain't worried about Jerry Jones having to take the red eye. Come on now.
All right, let us know what you think. We're going to continue to roll on. It's the final hour of The Usual Suspects coming to you live from Beaumont right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to an ESPN 97.5 road show, live from 5 Under Golf Center in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Miller Lite and Coors Light. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back rolling through the final hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Again, we want to tell you about 5 Under Golf. It's right here in Beaumont. It is fantastic. It is brand spanking new. They are building out the outdoor range, but the indoor bays are open. We are having a blast here. Upcoming events here, UFC 245 next Saturday night, no cover. And they're going to put it on all the multiple screens together to make one big massive screen. Date nights on Thursday night, $75 for 2 hours at one of the bays to play all the different games, not just golf, as Barry mentioned, football, baseball, soccer, all these different things. And you get an appetizer with that. And happy hours have a $3 menu. So it is a fantastic spot to hang out if you're in the 409. And as we always do, we give back. We're giving back. We're telling you where we're at. Come back. See us. We're here till 4, Blitz till 7. Also, we give back because it's the Christmas season. Then we're doing this 12 days of Get Christmas. All day today, we've been giving away $50 gift cards to El Tiempo. We're going to do that again right now. Caller 22, 713-780-3776. You get a $50 gift card to check out the extraordinary flavors of El Tiempo Cantina at any of their 9 Houston area locations. Stay tuned for your chance to win all day today, 7 a.m., 7 p.m. Your chance now with the suspects. Caller 22. You can also book your holiday party and catering from El Tiempo. Head to eltiempocantina.com. So, fellas, we've been talking about a lot of things. We even got the college football discussion going. But we've got to talk about a Texans game coming up on Sunday at home against the Denver Broncos. I think we all mentioned it. It's a trap game because you beat the Patriots. Next week you got Tennessee. You got to be careful here in a team that should be playing for as high a draft pick as they can possibly get with a rookie quarterback. But stranger things have happened in this league.
Yeah, Broncos have won 4 games all year and 2 in their last 4. So it tells you that they're figuring it out a little bit. This is not a good football team. I think the spread is like 9.5. But they do some things on the field. I mean, Phillip Lindsay can run the ball a little bit. Defensively, they can get after you. They're not a bad defensive team. In fact, I think they're a better defensive team than the Texans are through the year. But I will say that I think the Texans have gotten better the last couple of games.
Sure.
They're starting to gel as a unit defensively. So But this is a game that the Texans can and should win. But as you pointed out earlier in the week, it also could be a trap game.
Yeah.
And you have to be careful that you don't come out and take it too lightly. And good thing is it's a home game.
Yeah, it's a home game. But, again, I bring up like a Carolina game where you should have just whacked them and you didn't.
Right.
And you got to be careful of that. You got a rookie quarterback you should be able to take advantage of. The defense looked really good against New England. And from their standpoint, they're not going anywhere. They've got Locke playing his second game as a rookie quarterback. You should be able to take advantage of that. Von Miller may not play again. He's been dinged up, and they're not going to play him unless they have to because you don't want to get him hurt now. Bradley Chubb has been out for them as well defensively. But I ask you guys this. Kareem Jackson, the ex-Texan, playing on the other side of the ball. We mentioned it earlier in the week. Watson said he's going to talk some trash and be talking a lot with him, but it's all in fun. But don't you think also from Kareem's standpoint, if there's any secrets to be had, any little tidbits and things he can say, hey, I've learned this at practice, I know this about these guys, they're still going to be dialed into that kind of thing.
I think that's changed since Kareem Jackson was here. I think you know at least
only
going
a
into,
year ago.
Yeah, but at least going into the game, if you've got former players that have been here for a very long time, you change up the language at least. You don't change your schemes necessarily because you are who you are. Your players fit your schemes, but you'll change the language so that they can't necessarily.
Absolutely, you change the language, but tendencies are still there.
Yeah, well, I mean, the tendencies are there, but you change the language. You don't change what you do because then you start to get outside of what you've built this whole team around, offensively and defensively. And I will say, offensively, this team is a lot different this year and to this point, even since the season started. If you look at motion and the things that the offense does.
I bring it up also because of the fact that with tendencies, you look at the Eric Weddle situation when he came back to play his old team, Ravens and Rams, and he said, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to give my new team. I'm not going to. I have a lot of respect for the
really?
Ravens over there. Yeah, it was a big deal a couple weeks ago in the fact that you can change the terminology. The tendencies are there. A lot of the schemes are going to be the same, even if they change the name of it. You can recognize it when you see it. And he said, I'm not going to do it. And I thought that was really, really rare and unique because most guys are going to be like, whether they screwed me over when I was there or not, I want to win the game for my team now because it's the most important thing going for me. And Weddle said, I'm not doing it. And I was shocked by that.
If you were his teammates, would you be pissed that he didn't?
I might be a little upset. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be like, come on, bro. You don't play for them no more.
Yeah.
Why do you care?
That was then. This is now.
Yeah.
And we still have a chance to do some things. Go to the playoffs. Make more money in the playoffs. Possibly, you know, depending on what team you're on, have a chance to win something, do something special.
Yeah.
I would be a little lit up about that.
I would too.
So it'll be interesting to see with Kareem coming back. But again, something that we said all along is where he's ended up. He's at safety.
Yeah.
You know, they've tried him at the nickel corner. But we knew he was slowing down then. He's still a hell of a hitter. But he's also missed 10 tackles this year. So it's a little different. Texans probably made the right move there. You hated to see him go as a lifelong Texan. But, you know, at 11 or 12 a year, he ain't worth that money.
No. And you know, it's funny because Sarah Barshop, normally she joins us at 3:30.
Yeah.
We're not going to join us today because we're on a remote. And it can be difficult to hear on these remotes when we do interviews. But she had an article about this secondary for the Texans, talking about how this team has really gelled. I'm looking at the injury report. Connelly and Roby both questionable for the game. But, yeah, if all these guys play and they're healthy, I think the secondary, for all the things that we've said about the moves that they've made and the questions that you had coming in with some of these guys, Hargroves and Connelly, and they're starting to look like that some of these decisions were – and no one wants to admit it. No one wants to come out and say, maybe Bill O'Brien did a decent job of piecemealing a defense together in a secondary that was garbage. But these last two games, they've looked pretty good, all things considered.
I feel like a lot of people are doing that because they've trashed on him for so long, and the fact that he might have evolved as a head coach almost makes – but the thing is, all the trash talk that they had before he started to evolve was warranted. So it's not like, oh, now you're on the Bill O'Brien train. No, Bill O'Brien kind of sucked as a head coach first three, four, five seasons of his tenure. I mean, it's not really that hard to see.
No, and we talked about it from the standpoint of a lot of these things were moves he made, but the move was the right move to make. Either you gave up too much and or in the case of Tunsil, you also made the mistake of not signing him long term. Yeah. As part of the deal.
Right.
Right? And then we talked yesterday about the fact that, look, he's evolved a lot as a head coach, but he's still got so much to learn as a general manager. But it's funny, I got a reminder today that I had to get my nominations in for the Houston Sports Awards. And Patty Smith actually texted me. And she's like, Patty Smith texted me and said, I really need you to do this. And one of the questions was, general manager or front office personnel of the year? And I was like, well, I was going to give it to Daryl for the Westbrook move. But then I was looking at the bench and the Hong Kong thing and everything like that. I said, people are going to have an issue with that. I would give it to Luno hands down, but then the Astros, all of this cheating and all this other stuff. And I go, you know, if you just look at addressing needs, there's a part of you that says, look, he either overpaid and or didn't do some of the things right. But he did address a lot all season long. He's addressed every need. Remember we started the season about saying how putrid their offensive line was?
Yeah.
Offensive
and
line
secondary.
Turned out to be
and secondary.
Right,
that
right.
was the two things where we said this team lacks. And all of the moves that they've done, besides going out and addressing the fact they needed a running back when Lamar Miller got hurt, they still needed a backup, and they got that in Thomas, but then they went out and got Hyde.
Overpaid, but got what's your guy?
Here's the thing.
The other running back. Overpaid a little bit.
Carlos Hyde, Duke Thomas.
Thomas.
Yeah.
Duke Johnson.
Duke Johnson. I don't know why I'm saying Thomas. Here's the thing, though. It's so hard for us to give kudos to him because it's been so easy to hate on him. But now you've got to sit and say, long term, they may be in trouble. They don't have draft picks, and yes, but the fact is he went out and he made moves to address needs this year and has made this football team better. You and I think all three of us said this is a 6-10 football team before the kickoff of the first game, and look where they're at now. And in large part, that is due to Bill O'Brien.
Absolutely.
Whether it's GM or coaching, or it's both. And you've got to give this man credit for the job he's done this year.
Absolutely. Throw one more caveat on there. It's probably for this. Enjoy what you got. Go as far as you can this year, because it's going to be trouble after this.
Yeah.
You're making it happen. But you're absolutely right. So there you have that. I mean, Texas, I don't know what you guys think. What's the spread was 9.5?
It's 9.
9?
Yeah.
I think they're going to win the game.
Yeah.
I have some concerns that there will be a little bit of a letdown, but I think they'll win the game.
I think Texans win as well.
Nick, you got yay or nay?
No, I think the Texans will win. I know it's a trap game, but I'm still going to go for the Texans as well.
I think the Broncos cover, though.
Do you really? Yeah. I kind of think so, too. Because basically, I don't like the way they play at home.
I mean, I think it's a 24-20
game. Except
for
New England, I'm sorry.
Yeah, 24-20. So, okay. Spread is 9. Broncos cover, Texans win.
There you have it. All right, we got a little Texans talk in there. We got, a half hour to go in the show. So we'll take you till 4. Blitz is going to take you till 7, and it's all right here at 500 in Beaumont. It's absolutely fantastic. All of our friends are here. You should be here, too. Stop by and see us. Start the weekend the right way. ESPN 97.5.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
It's
You are listening to an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from 5 Under Golf Center in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Miller Lite and Coors Light. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel coming to you live from 5 Under Golf. It is absolutely fantastic. It's in the Beaumont area. Thanks to the Miller Coors Light people. Miller Coors, Coors Light, Miller Light, whatever. If you're going to drink beer, that's where we go to because we love them. We appreciate them bringing us down here. They're absolutely fantastic. Barry's out of, I don't know, what, you okay?
No, it's bad over there.
Is
it's
it?
Bad.
Bad as in competitive it's, bad? Or?
Both. AJ's like
intoxicated, man.
So AJ goes, I see why Joel brought his glove. I got a blister. I'm like, bro, you brought your bag and you don't have a glove in your bag?
Yeah. If you bring your golf bag, how do you not have a glove in it?
Come on, man.
Maybe he didn't think it would be that serious.
Fred got disqualified from a hole because he kept hitting it out of bounds. So he had to take a 12. He had to take a 12 on that. Wes left and Chip started pulling it up. So right now, I think they're on hole 8. Fred's got a 57.
Oh, no.
AJ has a 51, and Chip has a 40.
Oh, Chip's playing ball.
Yeah, Chip
came to play.
Yeah.
Chip going all out. I love that.
Doing it, yeah.
Now he's complaining to the manager. He's complaining to the manager.
Let me ask you a question.
AJ.
No, yeah, AJ's like, are you sure this thing's calibrated?
Not working.
Yeah, can you turn the speed setting up? My drives are a little short.
I don't think this thing is accurate or calibrated. It's fine, Mr. Hoffman. You just suck at golf, so.
When I swung and missed, my swing speed was off.
Can we get some calibration on this, please?
Can I ask a question, by the way?
Are these clubs regulation? They're your clubs, AJ. Oh, yeah, my bad. Damn it.
When you walked through to get to the restaurant, did you not walk through a pro shop?
Yeah, yes. My gloves.
Hey, here's an idea.
Yeah.
Looky here. They sell gloves.
That's why we can't play 18 because I don't have a glove.
Yeah, you ain't borrowing my. To be honest with you, I didn't even grab a good one. I just said, you know what? Thinking about this, if we do this,
yeah,
it might be a good idea to have one. And I had one that in the yard I have.
Right.
And I was like, I'll just grab this in case I need it. Now I'm like, oh, yeah. That got heated in a hurry when I got here. And you were just here, take the driver. You got to beat 220. I was like, oh, great.
As competitive as both of us are, you didn't think it was going to get heated right away?
I didn't know,
as
man.
Much crap as you've talked about golf?
I haven't talked any crap about
I know.
Golf.
I just
there's no way for me to be competitive. I knew I was going to suck. Like there was just I was
He
just,
did make fun of my golf swing last week
he?
Without having seen
nope.
it. Yes.
No, I didn't. I asked
all
him.
I heard, you said it was going to be
All
golf.
I heard was Barry's swing is smooth. That's all I heard.
Thank you. It was a compliment. Yes, that's exactly what I said.
Last week or the week before when we found out we were coming, he was like, "Oh, I can't wait to see this."
Nope. I said I asked you if it was going to be like the no look hook shot from half court.
That's I rest my case.
I asked.
I
asked
rest
a question.
My
is
case.
It going to be like that? I've never seen him golf. I don't know.
Yeah, I. Come on, I was born, but I wasn't born yesterday.
So, what are you guys going to play when the show's over?
I don't know.
Baseball.
I want to do football? The football thing. I want to do the football thing. I think that'll be fun.
Are you still worried about your rotator cuff if we do football, or is it only for baseball?
You better be worried about them hips if you play golf too. Throwing a hip out of socket.
Well, if you're Dak Prescott, definitely.
Did you see, by the way, there was an ex-Bears player that I guess does radio in Chicago that got in the end zone yesterday pregame and did the imitated the Dak hip thing?
Did it really?
Yeah.
Did you not see Ezekiel Elliott do it when he scored?
Well, there's a couple.
That's my favorite
that's
so
funny.
Far.
As a teammate, I think that was a smart play.
Absolutely.
Because it kind of killed the, because that could have kept going.
Yeah. Oh, well, it should, too. It's the weirdest thing. That's like my warm up for sex now. I just do the Dak pregame. I just get my hips moving.
For like an hour and a half. Yeah. You can't do it for 5 minutes.
Well, I do it for an hour and a half, which is weird for 3 minutes worth of work.
Just your socks on.
Just in the room, just helicoptering it, getting them hips loose.
LeBron, like LeBron, you can slide across the floor in your socks and just it dangle around
Don't
and fly all over and get ready.
I'm not looking. Don't get him started. I'm not even looking
back. Yeah, he's a big man. He's a big man. You don't say the word LeBron for the remainder of the show, Barry.
Yeah, I'm not. I didn't say it. Joel did.
I'm going to keep saying it, too.
He's like, people on the court when it don't matter.
Every time we come to Beaumont, though, Shane, he doesn't have a microphone, but he doesn't think that he thinks that he does. He just keeps yelling over to us.
He's like, one more dang, you sumbitch. It's like, bro, nobody can hear you. Just the people at your table, that's
he
it.
He can't hear you now. Or, yeah. he's not listening.
I like this tweet from Lauren Pope. This is a great tweet. Since we're at this golf place, it's not this golf place, Lauren. It has a name, 5-Under Golf. Let's talk lawn talk.
No.
Yes!
No.
Yay!
Nobody cares.
Lawn talk.
Nobody
Yay!
Cares.
Look, we've got people clapping for lawn talk.
We got Donna clapping. We have
one person clapping. We've got people clapping.
We've got Donna clapping.
For lawn,
the National Groundskeepers Association is here to inform you there is no living grass on the premises at the present time. Therefore, there will be no need for lawn talk. At the present time, there is dirt out there. There is no lawn. And when they do put it out, it's going to be artificial surfaces.
Well, when we go play, your ass is grass. What? Yes! Boom! I'm going to get so smoked. It's like, I suck so bad. It's not even going to be close.
I tell you, got my clubs in the car? And my shoes. I'm going to go get those, too. The fact that he wasn't wearing spikes, I was like, come on, man. You might as well go all out. I thought he had knickers on.
Me too, with the little ball, like Fred with the little ball on the derby.
Yeah.
AJ was over there almost going like Happy Gilmore, screaming at it, get in the hole!
I'm between, look at it right now, he's like, I'm between clubs. I don't know if I need, it's 8-iron, 7-iron, I don't know.
This is a 7 or an 8.
This is the beauty of this place, though.
It's
like,
so
you
cool.
can come with your friend and you,
AJ.
And you have your normal golf game and go, you know what? Let's just.
Yeah.
Have some fun. Do it here, and you still got all the distances and everything else.
See, they're doing the throwing thing over here. You have to hit zombies with the ball.
That's the dodgeball-like thing.
Yeah. That's Nick on date night. He's like, get back, ho. Get back.
Hey, you're kind of cute. Swing and a miss.
They got soccer, football. This is a lot of fun. I'm kind of sad we only have it till 5.
What's the barn game?
Lie.
What's the barn game that's going on?
The zombies come rushing out. You got to hit them with the ball.
Yeah, it's like dodgeball.
Yeah, literally, we just said that.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, Nicholas.
No, I didn't know that was the same zombie game.
Yeah.
It looked different from here.
And then they've got the soccer and then the hockey.
Credit where credit's due. You scored on the goalie in soccer.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
No hesitation. You thought about it for all of 1/10 of a second.
Bet you
they're
that
like,
was faster
you got 30
than
32
miles an hour.
Hey, don't. I was rushed, okay? I didn't know I was on a shot clock. And they were like, hey, you got 8 seconds left, so. I didn't get to line it up, and you know.
So then the shot clock resets to 30, and they go, Nick, you get. Oh, yeah, never mind. I did the same
with the golf swing. He didn't even see my first golf swing.
No, I did.
No, you
didn't. I just didn't want to bring it up.
Shit.
It was not. It was.
The first one wasn't bad. The second one was bad. The first one was all right.
I had to just show him, like, grip because he was holding it.
You interlock your fingers.
He was interlocking.
You can do it one or two ways. You can do it this way, or you can do it like overlay.
Oh, okay. And I do it overlay, but when you show somebody the first time, the easiest way is to show them the interlock. That's why I showed you.
Okay.
Because he was holding it like he was deep sea fishing. He had like a foot and a half between two hands. I was like, bro, you're never gonna.
You choke the bat. You're not supposed to choke the club. Like,
no.
Now wait. We're talking about actually baseball, right? I want to make sure when you say
whose mind is in the gutter. Whose mind is in the gutter?
I'm just asking the question.
He likes to say, well, Barry always does it.
So there's two different ways. You can either overlay, which is pinky over first knuckle, or you interlock.
I did the interlock.
They now teach you that the best way to do is overlay. However, do you know the one player that still consistently interlocks?
Tiger Woods, y'all.
Tiger Woods.
Well, guess what? He's different. He's an anomaly. I'm going back the other way because when I interlocked, I almost hit the poor waitress in the eye with the golf ball. So we're not interlocking anything.
You're going to go to the overlay?
Was that right? When you went to the computer, go, can we try a different game now? Can we try something with the ball and not the club? We can try that, right?
The people next to us earlier were hitting the ball through the curtain. I was like, ma'am, I don't know if you know this, but that's not good.
That's not a part of the bay?
Yeah, you're not supposed to shank it through a curtain. You're going to wound somebody, man.
Shank it through a curtain.
It's not a peep show when your balls come flying through the curtain.
I hope you paid for the insurance. Jeez.
Really?
When I played Top Golf, it was equally as bad, except the ball did not fly. It just fell. It just fell.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it just
nice.
Fell.
So the cool thing Chris was telling me too was the fact that when we get to the outdoor section of the program starting in March, it's not going to be like Top Golf's with the big cutout circles and targets and things like that. But they're going to be able to determine how far you hit it and do all those different things. And instead of
a microchip in the ball,
like you flash, if you at Top Glove, you flash the club over a light and the ball comes.
Yes.
This comes, it's going to tee it for you. It's going to come right out of the ground and pop right up and tee the ball's already teed up right there in the middle of the mat for you for each one of your shots, too.
So really, it's going to be an evolved version of it, really.
Yeah. Better. Kind of a more updated and advanced.
So, well, I bet that's such a big piece of property that they have on I-10. It would take so much room to do what they did. Not that it's better, but that it would take so much room just to do that.
Wait, before we go to break, go ahead.
Okay.
I just wanted to read this one text. It just says, lawn talk, lawn talk, lawn talk. So y'all can suck it.
That's the text you had to read before we break.
Yes, the text I had to read.
All right.
Thanks, Don. Appreciate you texting that in when you said right in front of us. All right, we got one segment to go on the show. It's going to be interesting when we leave because that means the Blitz is going to come over. They're going to have to break up this foursome over there. They're going to actually have to do some radio from 4 to 7. We are in Beaumont. You should be, too. Stop by 5 Under Golf. We'd love to see you right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from 5 Under Golf Center in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Presented by Miller Lite and Coors Light. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
A band that I do love, though, Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam's kick-ass, for sure, yeah. Eddie Vedder has an awesome voice, but what the hell is he saying half the time? I can never understand that. When I don't know the words to a song, I'll just make noises and try to stay on key. You know what I mean? See, watch this. I don't know one word in this song, but I think you'll recognize it. You know the one. It's like a... I have a feeling I've been wasted and I'm waiting. What?
Yeah, I know what I said I'm gonna be, but I said I'm gonna be there. Yeah.
Right? Do you know the song? That's an awesome song. It's like I want to sing along, but I'm afraid for my soul. It might be like a real satanic chant or something. Be careful.
Hey, that's our comedian of the week on an FEF Friday, Eric Knowles. Funny, funny dude. And you say from down in this area.
Yeah, lives here in the Beaumont area. Was responsible for the gig I did at, was it Woe's Friendly Tavern? And
how are you
Village
not
going to
remember, bro?
It was either W-O's or W-O's. I don't know which one
it was.
Bowtown
right now.
Bowtown, that's
Bowtown
right.
By the way, I love Donna.
Yeah?
She just told AJ to stick the radio after he swung.
Did she really?
Fantastic. Could not have been the best one-liner of the entire day.
Stick to radio.
Way to go, Donna.
You are the best, Donna. Love it so much. You are the real MVP. That is great.
So I got to ask you guys something. Okay. I was dropping Taylor off at school today, then gassing up the car, getting ready for the trip. And the pump, pay at the pump, wasn't working. I had to go inside. It was 7:45 in the morning.
Huh?
And a dude goes to the hot dog deal.
Oh.
Gets the jumbo dog.
Yeah.
Loads it down with ketchup and a coffee.
Oh, no.
And that's breakfast?
Wow. I could not. What time?
Now, 7:45 in the morning.
I will say, why are you looking at me like that?
Because I want to know how much of this you're going to admit to. We know your love affair with coffee because you have a coffee bar in your bathroom.
Okay. Now, we didn't need to. I will say that on the road, as a comic working the road, is coming up as a feature, you don't make much money. There are plenty of times where I ate gas station hot dogs for a meal.
So I'm okay with that.
I'm not going to knock
for a
it.
Meal, yes. But not breakfast.
I would agree with 100%.
There you go.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
And loaded with ketchup. Not like one strip down the...
I'm trying to think of a scenario. Oh! I was like, I'm trying to think of a scenario, and there's no other way for me to say this. So, Joel, I'm just going to need you to act like an adult for 5 seconds.
Me.
Yep.
There's no other way to say this. But I was trying to think of a scenario where you would have a weenie for breakfast. Look how
bury your punish. Go to your room. Go to your room. You're punished. You want me to act like an adult? Go to your room. You're punished.
Look how
that's
difficult.
It. No allowance.
Did you see
this
his
week.
Face? He goes.
There was a hesitation there.
Yeah, it
he
was.
Struggled. He struggled.
But I thought of one. Pigs in a blanket. So why is it so out of the? Why would it be that crazy if you would eat pigs in a blanket, or if you would get a kolache, like from Shipley, where you would get
right,
the sausage
different.
And cheese
that's
kolache?
But you're at a convenience
same
store
thing.
Where they have Danishes. They have
yeah.
different breakfast foods, whether it be prepackaged or stuff out there.
That's a good point,
and yet you go to,
see? I'm trying to be.
You go to like the Jumbo Dog, and you shower it in ketchup.
Oh, okay.
And you wash
do you
it down with a coffee.
Your eggs? Do you put ketchup on your eggs?
Very rarely.
People do, though.
They do.
So is it
I'm surprised
Western.
You don't.
Yeah, I'm really surprised you don't. So is it crazy to think that you basically just got like a modified pig in a blanket or a modified kolache?
I guess because if you, I
the
guess
ketchup part is gross. Sorry.
What makes it okay is I guess the eggs and the fact that you put potatoes and that makes it a breakfast. So
right,
I guess
I get that too. But the other thing is if you're going to have the hot dog, wash it down with a Coke or a Mountain Dew or a soda or a Diet Coke. A coffee with a hot dog with ketchup.
I drink coffee with my kolaches, though.
But you don't put ketchup on your kolaches?
No, that's the only part that's really disgusting. But at the end of the day...
Yeah, because normally if you're eating something with ketchup, you're not washing it down with coffee.
No.
It's like we know foods that go with foods.
But people eat their eggs with ketchup, though. And they'll have, for breakfast, and they'll have a coffee with their breakfast.
Sure.
It's weird.
But foods go with foods. I could have eggs with ketchup, toast, hash, like to your point, hash browns, and have a coffee. But I'm not going to have a hot dog doused in ketchup and then wash it down with a coffee. First of all, my reflux would be going like the 4th of July. Look, but I'm like, ugh.
I mean, in a way, I agree with you altogether because you know I don't eat hot dogs. I hate
right,
them.
Right, right.
But in the morning.
But you do eat weenies.
No, I do not.
Oh, okay.
No, I do not, sir. But 7:45 in the morning is what makes it weird.
Right. Like, I get when you're on the road for lunch or for dinner and you're like, I need to grab something quick. Grab some chips, grab a hot dog, grab a drink. I'm gone. I got to get back on the road. But not for breakfast.
Buddy Tyrell said, what if he works the night shift? You don't know. Maybe he's going to work. Or maybe he's getting off work and he's having dinner. The coffee is the part that
how
makes
many,
it weird. Get a Coke.
I've done
the night shift, though. I've done it. I wouldn't eat a hot dog in the morning. I've done the shift where I work from midnight to 8 in the morning. I've never had a hot dog at 7:45 or 8 o'clock
no.
in the morning. Ever.
Even on the golf course.
And that's a bad shift.
Even on
what,
the golf
what,
course.
What did I say? Did I say?
No, you didn't say
did
that.
Did I use the word inches?
No,
what did I do?
No. My thought process was, I'm not going to.
Then it's me.
We got.
You said something?
No, he's it's him doing it, and it's me that always gets the rap for it. So many times, like when I was single, and we played golf 4 or 5 times a week, and on the weekends, we would start playing early in the morning. Even early in the morning, the guy and there's plenty of guys that I played with that weren't afraid to just, they didn't have any diet issues. But they're not getting a hot dog at 7:45
no,
in the morning.
I'm not.
They'll grab a donut or whatever and coffee. But, yeah, that's just, to me, I was like, I looked at it, I was getting ready to pay for my gas. I was like, oh, my God, I'm trying not to look. And then I go to start pumping the gas, and I watched him. Maybe 2.5 bites. The hot dog's gone, and he's just hammering
were
the coffee.
Were you turned on?
And I'm going, oh.
Were you turned on?
No.
Well, I just thought.
Just to ask that question real quick. Two more minutes to go, sir.
The kids are here too. So,
I don't. Hey,
you know, we're not in the pickup line.
That is,
but we
grown,
do have the kids here.
That is a
grown
ass kid. He's an adult.
That's not
he's
a grown ass kid.
He's an astronaut.
His parents is sitting on him like he's
the
a grown
same
kid.
Child that you see? Baited me into using the term with a P last time we were in Beaumont.
Is it?
Yes.
What
never,
did you say?
I mean, I had my head turned the other way, and Barry baited me into it, and then I turned and I looked. Well, that's right. I just used that term in front of a very small child.
And he walked
how good
right
do I
past
feel right now?
Yeah, he walked like right in front of the table. Yeah.
He was like,
that.
Hey, can we get a picture after the show? I go, if you promised me, even if you did, you didn't hear me say
just
exactly what
in,
I just said.
Just don't turn me into the authorities.
Yeah.
We'll be good.
So we want to say thanks again to the people at 5 Under Golf and, of course, to our beautiful friends of the 409 because
the
we
suspects
love
up.
The suspects and we love the 409. We love B-Town.
For sure.
You guys
Bowtown.
Are amazing.
Bowtown. The Mont, Money, whatever. I don't know.
Wes's brother called it the Mountain.
The Mountain?
Yes. Yes, he did.
BMT I'll go with, okay? But this big money crap, what is that?
Why not?
Big Money?
It's a record label.
Stop it. I'll tell you what. They don't even have labels on some of the generics they sell at the grocery store here. They're not going to get it for Big Money Beaumont. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
What about Boat Town?
I would just like to point out it's Joel Blank hating on Beaumont at this
no,
point.
No, I'm asking. And Barry and I said, Laminack loves what about Boat Town? I got one yes, one no. Oops. No Boat Town. B Town?
Yeah. Why are you? No, we had several on Boat Town. It wasn't just I yeah. did, that's why I said it.
Yeah. I thought it was good.
We had like 10 text messages that said Boat Town.
And you had Woe Town?
No,
I didn't. That was the comedy club you were at?
Woes or woos? I don't know. Let me tell the people about Get Upside. Let me tell the people about Get Upside. Guys, if you're not using Get Upside, do yourself a favor. I promise you, you're going to like this because you're going to be getting cash back every time you fill up the tank. Every time you buy food and use the app, you get cash back. And look, I've got screenshots that you guys have sent me, listeners out there, where they've got $600, $200, $50. I mean, it doesn't matter how much you have in your account. What matters is that you're putting money back in your pocket every time you use GetUpside. And it's completely free to download, completely free to install. There's no catch, no gimmicks. You're not locked into anything. If you don't like it, you don't have to use it. But I promise you, you're going to love getting money back every time you fill up your car. And, you know, Aaron, who's helping us out today, he argues with his wife who's going to get to go fill up the car because they both have their own GetUpside account and they want to get that money in their account. And it's legit. It's your money. And you could be getting up to 25 cents a gallon every time you fill up. You could be getting up to 35% cash back every time you eat out. The money is real. The money is yours. Do yourself a favor and hang on to it by downloading GetUpside. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back and thank me later. Don't go anywhere. The Blitz is up next. ESPN 97.5.
I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not. Yeah,
ESPN 97.5.